Morning. We begin our annual summer series on the Tanakh this morning. When I was a boy, we didn't hear the Old Testament at all. It was never read on Sunday. There were only two readings, an epistle and a gospel. Every once in a while it got read during the week, but during the week they didn't translate it anyway, so if you weren't reading along in the missal, you didn't even know it. Since Vatican II, we've been getting the Tanakh every week. There's a first reading from the Old Testament. But they're skip-around readings. They're chosen thematically, generally to match the gospel. So one week the first reading might be from Genesis, and the next week from Isaiah, the next week from the Book of Kings, and back and forth and forth and back. We don't get to hear the Tanakh, the Old Testament, on its own terms. So every summer for a while now, we've been walking our way slowly through it. We started with the Torah, the five books of Moses, and then the former and the latter prophets. Now we're in the middle of the writings, the latter books. This year we want to center on the Megillot. The Megillot are five scrolls, short scrolls that are bound together, one book, that are read on different liturgical feasts in the Jewish calendar. There are five of them. But two of them sort of fall outside these parameters. Lamentations, we read when we did Jeremiah, 4 or 5 years ago? Kohelet, we looked at last year when we were doing the wisdom literature because it fits so well with Proverbs and Job. So it's the other three we're going to look at this year. Ruth, that we just read. Esther, that we'll read next week. And Song of Songs, that we'll read the following week. I ask you to read them. They're all short. This is the shortest of them. It's only four chapters long. What you heard in the first reading was 25% of the whole book. I mean, you can read it by yourself in 15 minutes without having to push. But it has a lot to say. It's a fascinating little book. It's read in the Jewish calendar on the Feast of Pentecost. This is the feast for the making of the covenant and the giving of the law. And that's appropriate, not only because it corresponds temporally, barley harvest time and all that, but because the theme matches. The theme is the feast is the giving of the making of the covenant, the giving of the Torah. And the theme of the book of Ruth is Hesed. Hesed is a Hebrew word that means love, loyalty, fidelity, covenant allegiance, pietas in the old Roman sense, you know, staunch loyalty to family and family values and family gods. That's what Hesed is. It's what God has for us. This undying promise, this unwavering commitment. It's what Ruth exemplifies in those four short chapters. In her devotion to Naomi, she takes on a devotion to Naomi's people and to Naomi's God. And therefore, though a Moabite, an ancestry, she becomes an Israelite in progeny. She's the great-grandmother of King David. I mean, how Israelite can you get? So it's an important story. It's not all Pastor Saint boring story either. Wait till you read it. There's a seduction scene where Naomi puts her daughter-in-law up to it and she eagerly goes along. The whole thing would be worthy of the plot of a grand Italian opera. Read it. You'll like it. But what's important about it? That idea of Hesed, that idea of covenant faithfulness, covenant love, undying commitment. Because that's really important for us today. Because it is almost the direct antithesis of our culture. 21st century culture is very individualistic. Me. It's about me. It's about my rights. It's about my choices. It's about my values. It's about my preferences. And me now. Everything changes. Everything changes rather constantly. What's the limit to a tweet? what is it, 130 or 140 characters? Not words, characters. Say it that fast or don't say it. If it takes more than that, it's not worth saying. Everything is like that. Relationships are that like that. Your friends are your friends till they can make better friends. Your allies are your allies until it's to their advantage to give you the shaft. Everything turns over and the only thing you look at it for is number one. And even if you're very successful at all that, it leads to a very hollow life. It winds up with, is that all there is, my friend? Because that's not what being human is. Humans are more than just individuals. Humans are persons. Persons exist and come to their fruition in relationships. It's in loving and being loved that we become who we are, that we open up and come into our own. And it's not just casual relationships, acquaintanceships. It's deep, abiding, committed love that enables us to blossom like that. It's the love that God gives us. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will be there for you. I will be there for you no matter what. I will be there for you absolutely. We have a hard time believing that. It just seems too good to be true. Role models help. Ruth and Naomi, their relationship, are a wonderful role model, the relationship between God and God's people. Naomi gives to Ruth. Ruth gives to Naomi as God gives to us, and we give to God. And that's what makes this little four-chapter book important. So find it in your Bible. If it's a standard Christian Bible, it's after the book of Judges. You got the five books of the Torah, then Joshua, Judges, then Ruth is a few pages in the middle there, because it fits temporally. I mean, it occurs in the time of the Judges, we're told that. And she becomes the great-grandmother of David, who starts in 1 Samuel in the very next book. So they put it in there. Find it. Read it. Read it a second or a third time. Pray over it. Think about what it means. What it means for us. What it means for Hesed. Because that's how we really become who we are. That's who God is. It's God's constant giving and receiving of love among Father, Son, and Spirit that makes God who God is. It's God's outpouring of love on us. You shall be my people. You shall be my God. That makes it possible for us to become who we are. And it's in that same steadfast, enduring, I will be there for you regardless love that we see in Ruth and Naomi, that we accept that gift of God and become who we really always were. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.